USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
An NYPD officer shot responding to 911 calls during a domestic dispute in Brooklyn Thursday is back home for the holidays. Officer Connor Bullock was released from a New York area hospital. He was saved by his bulletproof vest. Police say the suspect, William Moss, shot the 27-year-old officer in the back. Moss is charged with attempted murder and a slew of other felony charges. Call it a crime of opportunity and a big Christmas joyride.
Around 2 o'clock on Christmas morning, a thief stole a mini snowplow from a store in Bayshore, New York, and crashed it through the front doors of a Target store. A man loaded up with a coat and gift cards before he was caught by police inside the store. 33-year-old Justin Shuffle of Long Island pleaded not guilty to burglary and larceny on Friday. The store suffered extensive damage. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News a $15 minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour. It's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage. It's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.